Back now to our coverage of the tense night of police activity that brought an end to the manhunt for the second Boston Marathon bombing suspect. Franklin Street in Watertown, Massachusetts, was the epicenter of that massive search. Police and SWAT teams took over the suburban neighborhood looking for 19-year-old Jahar Tsarnaev. Keith Glavish lives nearby. He was in his house while the search unfolded. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning.
Quiet again?
Well, it's relatively quiet. I just took a walk down the street to see what was going on, and actually it's, you know, there are news trucks all over the place, and there's still police around, satellite dishes, but yes, it's relatively quiet.
Police were going house to house in your neighborhood yesterday. I assume they got to yours. What was that like?
Well, they got to ours, but they didn't actually come inside. They walked through the yard, the National Guardsmen with machine guns, and this was at the time of the day when really it was about a mile from here in Watertown where they thought the suspect was. So there wasn't an interior search, at least not on our block here at that time.
Keith, may I ask, did you ever say to one of your friends or family members, I wonder if they've searched that boat?
No, but I can't honestly say I did. But certainly in hindsight, it's a great spot to hide because, you know, boats around here, when they're stored for the winter, they have these plastic covers on them that are kind of shrink-wrapped. But, you know, now that I know that he was probably there during the day yesterday, which is, as I say, five houses from here, it's a little bit frightening in retrospect.
So how do you feel now?
Oh, I feel greatly relieved, just enormously relieved. The thing that I've been thinking about is how extraordinary this whole thing was for Boston and for the town of Watertown.
Keith Glavish, who lives in Watertown, thanks very much for being with us.
My pleasure.